Hi, I'm Kevin Craig, and I'd like to introduce myself to you so that you will know a little bit about the person who's behind this website and behind the coaching program that's being offered for sale on this website. First of all, I'm the founder of a nonprofit tax-exempt 501c3 educational organization called Vine and Fig Tree. That organization was formed back in 1979. We got our tax-exempt status in 1982, and the goal of the organization is to accelerate the fulfillment of the vine and fig tree prophecies in the Bible, especially the one in Micah chapter 4. There are lots of references to that idea of vine and fig tree. It's the idea of everyone dwelling safely or securely under his own vine and fig tree. It's the idea of private property, the idea of liberty, freedom, freedom from princes, freedom from pirates. And it's a day when we beat our swords into plowshares and don't learn war anymore. I've been putting putting articles of various kinds, promoting the vine and fig tree worldview on the internet since 1996. The second thing I'd like to tell you, I think I've got five things on my checklist here to tell you about myself. The second thing I'd like to tell you about myself is that beginning about the time I formed Vine and Fig Tree, I also began writing for an organization called Chalcedon. I was part of what was known as the Christian Reconstruction Movement. I studied personally with R.J. Rushdoony, who's known as the patriarch of the Christian Reconstruction Movement. I substituted for him on occasion at the chapel in Westwood, where he preached every Sunday, and also delivered his magnum opus, Institutes of Biblical Law. Christian Reconstruction is the idea of rebuilding America like it was 400 years ago when it was built on biblical principles. I also studied with another Reconstructionist icon named Greg Bahnsen. He was tutoring me one-to-one in an effort to get me ordained in the Orthodox Presbyterian Church using the apprentice model rather than the seminary model. And it became clear after a year or two that I really wasn't headed for being a pastor of a church. So anyway, there's my roots with the Christian Reconstruction Movement. If you've never heard of them, back in 1982, Newsweek magazine identified Chalcedon as the think tank of the religious right. Some people say that Ronald Reagan was elected president largely because of the influence of Rushdoony and the Christian Reconstructionists, because they moved conservatives toward the right and toward a Christian emphasis, even though I think most people who are like Rushdoony, Gary North, and others thought that Reagan was probably too liberal and weren't necessarily big fans of Reagan. They're a little more hardcore than the religious right. The third thing I'd like to tell you about is my quest to become an attorney. I studied law, again, not going to a traditional ABA-accredited law school, but more along the lines of the apprentice model. Studied law and passed the California bar exam. I've been told that the California bar exam is the toughest bar exam in the world. But during the course of my legal studies, I discovered some interesting things. First interesting thing is that in 1892, the United States Supreme Court acknowledged that America was a Christian nation. And I'll try to make this a short legal history. But that case saying that America was a Christian nation was tossed out during the 20th century. In the 20th century, the Supreme Court has changed our whole history, and it says we were intended to be a secular nation, which of course is a nice word for an atheistic nation. Now, there was a man in Illinois who wanted to become an attorney. He passed the Illinois bar exam, but the Illinois state bar discovered that this man was a Christian, and that his allegiance to God and his allegiance to King Jesus was greater than his allegiance to the government. Well, the state bar said, if you're a follower of Jesus, that pacifist nut, you can't possibly want to be a lawyer, because Jesus says, love your enemies, and we here are to sue our enemies and to get the pound of flesh. So they said they weren't going to let him have a license to practice law. The case went to the United States Supreme Court. The United States Supreme Court looked at an earlier decision, which was one of the decisions which tossed that 1892 case out. That case said that your allegiance to the government has to be unqualified. That's the word the court used, unqualified allegiance to the government. That means you can't say, well, of course, I obey the government, but if the government ever told me to sin, well, I would have to obey God rather than man. That's what the apostle said in Acts 5:29. So, for example, if the government ordered me to shoot my neighbor because he was a Muslim, I would not obey that order. If my government ordered me to shoot my parents because they were going to be a burden on the Social Security and Medicare system, and we wanted to keep the system solvent, so they wanted me to kill my parents, I would say, well, God says thou shalt not kill. God says honor your mother and father. I don't think I'm going to have be able to obey that government law. My allegiance to the government is qualified by a higher allegiance to God. Well, the Supreme Court has said, no, your allegiance to the government has to be unqualified. And they told this man from Illinois that he could not practice law because his allegiance to God was greater than his allegiance to the government. Well, I asked the state bar in California, I said, this whole line of thinking seems totally contrary to the First Amendment, to say nothing of our Christian heritage. And I said, are you prepared to follow this precedent, this Supreme Court precedent? And they said, oh yeah, we follow Supreme Court precedent. So, well, to make a really long story short, occupying about 10 years of my life, I took the state bar to federal court, but the federal court agreed that that case from Illinois barred me from taking the oath to support the Constitution. I don't really support the Constitution. I support God. There's a certain logic there. I can appreciate that. Anyway, during the course of litigation, I read hundreds of court cases, hundreds of law review articles on the whole issue of citizenship and what it means to be an American. And, my final brief before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco was written by three very well-known professors of constitutional law and a former California State Supreme Court justice. But the Ninth Circuit Court ruled against me. And the Supreme Court of the United States refused to hear my appeal. So, I have a law degree, but I do not have a license to practice law. So, what I did when I, well, actually immediately after passing the bar and beginning the litigation, I joined a movement called the Catholic Worker Movement, which was, I think, the first original religious right organization. It was formed back in the Great Depression. The name Catholic Worker is a direct assault on the Marxist newspaper called the Daily Worker. And so one of the co-founders of the Catholic Worker said, we need to move to the right instead of the Daily Worker wanting to move to the left. So basically, a couple of friends and I, we rented a 12-room house in a bad part of a town and put the word out on the street that anybody who wanted to get off the streets and stay clean and sober, get a job, save up first and last month's rent, could stay in our home. We had a 12-room house. We had an average of about 19 homeless people in our home 24/7, I think, in the years, better part of a decade that I was there. We had over 1,000 people in our home. So that was my experience with charity, and my conclusion is that personal charity and compassion is a whole lot better than an impersonal welfare check from a faceless bureaucrat, and I definitely think we should abolish the welfare state. I take that message and the whole idea of vine and fig tree society on the campaign circuit. I'm a candidate almost every 2 years for United States House of Representatives. I did that in California. I moved to Missouri. I've been campaigning in Missouri, been a top vote getter for the Libertarian Party in Missouri for congressional candidates. Just one thing I do to get on television, get on radio, get in town halls, get before the public and talk about the idea of liberty under God, the idea of the vine and fig tree vision. So there you have a little bit about me, and most of what I've been doing has been preparing for a ministry such as you see on this website, and that is a personal coaching program. Well, I'll leave you to explore the content of that coaching program, and there's other audios that describe the content and how that coaching program works. So thanks for letting me introduce myself. I hope you'll get in contact with me using the form at the bottom of this webpage, and we can begin some kind of a relationship to help each other promote that vine and fig tree worldview.